Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Greetings, your radio friend, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast. I'm Brother Johnny Owens, your host here on the Monday through Friday, Sounds of Faith. Thank you for joining us again today. We pray that the songs will bless you and stir your heart real good, and we'll continue our study, our walk through the love story known as the Book of Ruth, and we'll get a little farther down that road today. And we hope you can stay with us through prayer time, our truth for the day, and the rest of the good singing as we just try to worship the Lord here in spirit and in truth. And we're going to feature a song. I think we played this last week or one time before, but I'll tell you, it's becoming one of my favorites that Spencer and Leanna and Justin and Miss Haley does. It just says, hey, be of good cheer. Amen. I like this song.
Walked a single day of his life. Those around him were stunned to hear Jesus say, arise.
That woman knew her healing might be possible that day with a touch of his garment and a little bit of faith.
That ship was tossed by waves of the sea. The wind had to spoke peace.
Things start to change, they can't stay the same. Be of good cheer, the Master is here. There's no need for worry, no need to fear. Your boat may go down, but you will not drown. Just keep your chin up, look up, he's in your dark hour, so be of good cheer.
Amen.
Now you'll never ever find yourself in a place he can't be. He's almighty, all powerful, everything that you
goes before you. His plan is set in place. His storehouse of goodness never runs low on grace.
This world is full of trouble and strife, but we will not lose with him on our side.
He's not concerned, oh, when will we learn of good cheer. The Master is here. There's no need for worry, no need to fear. Your boat may go down, but you will not drown. Just keep your chin up, look up, he's in your dark hour. So be of good cheer, the Master is here. There's no need for worry, no need to fear. Your boat may go down, but you will not drown. Just keep your chin up, look up, he's in your dark hour. So be of good cheer. Jesus is here.
Amen. Be of good cheer. Amen. The Master is here. Amen. That's Spencer, Leanna, Justin, and Mrs. Haley. Amen. Doing a great job, as they always do, but I like that song. Amen. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you come. If you like good old-fashioned singing like that, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. We are an old-fashioned, fundamental Bible preaching. Hey, King James Bible preaching. Hey, praising, worshiping church. Amen. And we'd love to have you, Baptist Church. Amen. Amen. We'd love to have you come and visit with us. Now, tomorrow night we'll be having prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. And the youth programs will be going on. And so don't forget about that at 7. And then on the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship, 6 o'clock in the evening service. And we'd love to have you come for any of the services. We're located right on the corner of 18 South of Shelby, about 5 miles there at the intersection of Highway 180, which is South Post Road. And we're only 2.2 miles from the South Carolina state line. If you're coming up from South Carolina, just come up 18 Highway into North Carolina. Once you cross the state line, you'll find us 2 miles up on the right. Amen. And we'd love to have you come and visit here at the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. I think this is our orchestra going to play for us here. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Amen. Thank you, orchestra. What a great job, as they always do. Amen. We appreciate that good number. We'll hear from them again this week, I'm sure. I think we will. On down, probably maybe even tomorrow. I think it's right. Amen. Well, here's our truth for the day. It's time for that. I'll take it out of the book of Proverbs, number 1. Proverb number 1 and verse 25. The word says, "But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reprove." Simply saying, the person traveling with a one-track mind is bound to have a head-on collision. Let that sink in a little bit. We'd be smart to hear the counsel of the counsel of the godly, and not to listen to the scorner or the one who is refusing reproof or rebuke. Right? Let's take it to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you again for this day, for this opportunity we have to bow our heads again and pray. God, we know that you're there. We know that you're listening. We know that you care. We know you have the resources and the power to do all things. And I'm praying, Lord, today that you do that in our life. God, we need you today. God, we struggle at times even with you in our life. God, our flesh sometimes is weak and our minds are frail. And God, our intentions, though they may be good, sometimes we fall short. And I need your help today. I need your touch today. And I'm sure the folks that are listening today have similar needs and similar burdens and similar desires and bringing similar petitions before you today. We ask you, God, to meet every need, lift every burden, Lord, that if it be thy will. Well, I pray, God, we'll learn from the lesson, learn the lessons, God, that you're trying to teach us in the school of suffering at times. I pray, Lord, that you'd bless the next couple songs, and I'm praying, Lord, that you'd even touch the message. I pray it as go forth. It won't be just another lecture, not just another sermon, but I pray it'll be a message from God Almighty himself. It is, because it's your word. It's God's word. It's not what I say. It's what the word says. And I'm praying today that you'd use it in a very, very special way today. Thank you again for your blessings, and thank you for the answers to many of our prayers already. This we do pray in Jesus' lovely name. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, we have one here lined up from right side. Amen. Going to be picking and singing one for us. This one is, I think Brother Jimmy wrote this, or maybe Brother Gene. Let me see here. Brother Gene did. Brother Gene Owens wrote this one. You hear the sounds of faith, sing it too. Amen. But right side is going to grasp it up a little bit. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen.
Stand against an unconquering power, not the gates of hell or no other foe. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Salvation has come,
salvation has come
down to your soul.
Let's shout it out for the world to know.
And
let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
When the Lord moves in, Lord, fill our cups till they overflow. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Salvation has come
down to your soul.
Let's shout it out for the world to know.
And let the
redeemed of the Lord say so.
Say so,
salvation has come
down to your soul.
Let's shout it out for the world to know.
And let the redeemed,
the Lord say so.
So
let's shout it out for the world to know.
And let the redeemed,
the Lord say so.
Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. That's right side singing for us today. Amen. Well, we'll have one more before we get back into the little book of Ruth and try to pick up a little bit of momentum in this little book. Great book. I tell you, it's just full of practical truth that's applicable to everyday life. And the main thought for this week is going to be on these choices that we're going to see here in the days of this week. But right now we're going to have Miss Haley Douglas Mullinax going to sing along with the rest of the adult choir, My Savior's Love. Or some would say, I Stand Amazed. Oh, I love this.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. For me it was in the garden, when he prayed, not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own grief, but he sweat drops of blood for mine.
How marvelous, oh, how wonderful, and my soul shall ever sing. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
He took my sins and my soul,
great love the Savior had for us. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm thankful for all the good music today. And we draw our attention back now to the Word of God. Hey, got an extra minute here. Amen. Praise God. I probably won't need it. But maybe not today, but we'll need it throughout this week, I'm sure. Amen. But in the Word of God, we're talking about, and we're in the book of Ruth, and of course, if you know a lot about anything about the Bible, you've been in Sunday school and all, you've heard this story in these four little chapters that make up the book of Ruth. And but I want to give you some things, some practical things about this book. I want to notice first today, I want you to notice the countries involved. You say, well, what does that have to do with anything? It has everything to do with it. You know, the Bible tells me in verse number 1 that it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. Notice now, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn, notice now, in the country of Moab. he and his wife and two sons. Now, you'll find later on in the story, there's a lot of things we're going to cover between here and there, but you'll find in the latter part of the chapter here that after Elimelech dies and Naomi's two sons die, she makes a return back to Bethlehem, Judah. But I want you to notice here, notice the country from whence they came. The Bible says they came from Bethlehem. We know historically about Bethlehem, don't we? Don't we? Hey, that's the birthplace of our Savior, the Lord Jesus, in the future will take place. So it's a place, a holy place. It's a place that's in prophecy. You know, anytime we leave a place like that and go to the place which is called Moab, the country of Moab, that's a literal place. And there's several things that was that Moab had that Bethlehem did not. Moab had many, many false gods. They had a lot of idol worship. I'm not saying there was not some of that going on in Bethlehem at all, but that's what Moab was known for. That was one of their things that people knew of. They had many, many false gods. So in the country we see from the country from whence they came, Bethlehem. Then we see the country to which they went, that is Moab. But later in the story, they will return. They will return to the country of Bethlehem, Judah. They'll return there. But you say, well, what's the big deal, Brother Johnny? What's the big deal of going and coming and whatever? Because in the text, we'll read it later on, that Naomi makes a statement that when she comes back to Bethlehem and they notice and they recognize that it is her, she says, don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara. Call me Mara. And then she goes on to say why. She says, because I left full, but I've come back empty. Let me tell you something. You'll never leave the place of God and go to Moab or to Egypt and come back with what you had. It's going to always cost you. It's going to always cost you to leave God's country and go to the country of a false idol or a false god or self-pleasing ideals and philosophies. It's always going to cost you. But not only not just the country, but let's look at the characters of the story. The characters of the love story. Some we've already talked about. We've already mentioned. We already mentioned by name Elimelech, which is he is the husband of Naomi, his wife, which is our other character that we'll mention as well. And they have two sons. And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing these right. I'm Mahlon and Chilion, the two boys. So this family of four. But then we come down after Elimelech dies. The two sons take wives. And the Bible calls them, the first one was named Orpah. Now, I don't know if that was mean she was mentioned first because she married the old. I have no idea why the Bible mentions them in this particular order. But we know that the name, the Orpah, and we know that the other was named Ruth, in which this book bears her name. And they dwelled there about 10 years. They lived there after, and the way I'm reading this, I'm assuming that that 10 years, it says they dwelled there 10 years. I'm thinking that's 10 years after they were married to Orpah and to Ruth. Now remember, you've got to keep this in our minds when we study this book of Ruth. Listen. They probably all lived together. Naomi, her two sons, and their wives, Orpah and Ruth. So let's get that in our mind. Because here shortly, Mahlon and Chilion are going to die as well. And so that's going to leave Naomi, Orpah, and Ruth. There are those, listen, there are the widows, the grieving, the three grieving widows here. No one to look after them. No one to take care of them. No one to make their need, meet their needs. But later on in the story, when they get back to Bethlehem, we meet another character. The Bible talks about Boaz. It talks about him being a, in verse number 4, "And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto his reapers, The Lord be with you. And they answered him, Lord bless thee. And then Boaz said to his servant that was set over the reapers, What damsel is this?" So now Boaz is noticed Ruth. Notice Ruth. And Boaz is a very wealthy man. The fields in which Ruth would go glean later on in the story belong to Boaz. So we have Elimelech, who has now died. Malion and Chilion, who have now died. We have Naomi and Orpah and Ruth, who are now widowed. And now we have Boaz coming into picture. But now remember, we'll deal with this later in the choices, but Orpah is not there in Bethlehem. She decided she's going to go back to Moab and to go back to the gods of her father, the idols. So that's another story. We'll get to that later on in the week. But right now, we're looking at these characters. But then there is, of course, you could name the reapers as characters. They do what Boaz asks them to do. They drop some handfuls on purpose. Matter of fact, I'll read that to you in verse number 16. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. In other words, drop some things on purpose. You see, in the law, in the Mosaic law, God took care of all classes of people. Even the ones that were poor and could not have property, like Boaz, they would be allowed, after the reapers would go through and harvest the grain or the corn or whatever the case may be, the gleaners could go back after that and pick up anything that was left behind. That was a part of the law that provided for even those that had no monies and they would live in poverty. See, God always had a plan. And so Boaz says, hey, they're doing what they need to do. Drop her some on purpose. Well, then we get to the what I would call the transition in the story. You know, in any kind of movie, my wife watches movies, love stories, and there's always a good time, then there's always a bad time right in the middle of the story, then it gets good again. Well, there's two kinsmen redeemers as characters mentioned in this story. And the kinsman law was that if a person died, if a man died, that a close relative to that person who died could redeem that family and provide for that family and basically take over that family in provision and live under the law like that. That's what they did. And you say, well, why is that important? Because that kinsman redeemer, there's two of them. And we'll mention more about that later on, but they are, that was a part of the same law that provided for the gleaners. And so that kinsman redeemer, and that's a great story. We will deal with that in more detail later. But right now we've got the country set. We see the country and we see the characters. And tomorrow we're going to look at another branch of this. But until then, God bless you now. My time's gone. And pray one for another. And we'll be back with you again tomorrow.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.